Now, it's interesting that it said in verse number 37 that they had become as women.
Yeah.
And then he also says in chapter 51, verse 30, look at 51:30, the mighty men of Babylon have forborne to fight. They have remained in their holds. Their might hath failed. They became as women. They have burned her dwelling places. Her bars are open. So in chapter 50, he says that the men have become as women. In chapter 51, he says the mighty men have become as women. And he said it's going to be overthrown like Sodom and Gomorrah. Now tell me something. Have the men in the United States of America become as women? You said, okay, Pastor Anderson, I'm convinced now. I was skeptical until you got to this point. This point fits America like a glove. Because let me tell you something. The men in America today have become like women, and it makes me sick. And it makes God sick. God commanded over and over again in the Bible. He said, the woman shall not wear that which pertaineth to a man. Neither shall a man put on a woman's garment. For all that do so are an abomination to the Lord thy God. The Bible says it's a shame for a man to have long hair. But a woman's hair is a glory unto her. The Bible taught over and over again that there should be a difference between men and women. That men should dress like men, have hair like men, they should live like men, talk like men, and the Bible says that no one who is effeminate will inherit the kingdom of God. And I'm not just talking about queer, but just effeminate is a man who acts feminine or acts like a woman or has the attributes of a woman. You say, you're down on women. No, I think women should be very feminine and act like women. I want to exalt and lift up women, but let me tell you something. Men need to be men and women need to be women, and there ought to be a difference. And today we're seeing those lines blurred, and we're constantly seeing people in public where we can't even figure out if it is a man or a woman. You know, and that's why we as God's people should make sure that we stay as far away from that as we possibly can. I'm not trying to see how close I can get to women's clothing without technically being in violation of Deuteronomy 22:5. And I don't think that you as a woman should see how close you could get to men's clothing without seeing, you know, without violating God's word. You know, why don't you just be as feminine as you can and celebrate your womanhood? And why don't you, man, be as masculine as you can? And why don't we just reestablish, at least amongst God's people, the roles of men and women today, unlike this sick, queer, filthy society that we live in? I mean, it's just, it's becoming weirder every day. It's becoming more bizarre every day. And if God rained fire and brimstone on Sodom and Gomorrah as an example to them that afterward should live ungodly, then what is he going to, you say, why would you say that God's going to destroy America? Why are you preaching that God is going to cause America to be demolished? I'll tell you why, because America has become like Sodom and Gomorrah in so many ways. America has embraced the homos and the homo lifestyle, and therefore will suffer the fate of Sodom and Gomorrah.